This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. For those of you that didn't catch it last week, I had to go get kicked out for jury duty. I had to go sit there because I didn't want to be in contempt of court. But hey, here we are now, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Second hour tonight, we're going to be joined by Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. And we're going to talk about the fake news, and we're going to talk about the order, and we're going to talk about some of the other stuff that's going on, too. But first, I don't like being this way. I don't like coming to this conclusion. I don't like the fact of what I was and what I used to do and the motivation behind it and the realization of where we are today. Because if you're like me, if you supported Trump, if you support the Bill of Rights, if you believe in individuality and self-reliance and all those other fun stuff, in liberty, freedom, that kind of thing, then know this. The leftists, they hate you. They don't just disagree with you. They don't feel like you're misguided. They don't think you're just wrong. They hate you. They want you enslaved and obedient, if not dead. And once you get that, once you understand that, everything that's happening now will make sense, and you will understand what you need to be ready to do. Now, understand this. I follow one set of rules. And as I try to treat everybody in the best way I possibly can, and I do this because I heard something one time that I've always let guide my life.
Here is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
And from there I go. See, you're normal. And that makes you a heretic. You refuse to bow to their idols. You refuse to subscribe to their twisted catechism. And you refuse to praise their false gods. And this is unforgivable. You have to burn. And this isn't me being, you know, using hyperbole or being facetious. Ask them. Go on social media and find a leftist. And it's easy. Just say something positive about America or Jesus, and they'll come swarming like locusts. Engage them, and very quickly they will drop their masks and tell you what they really think. If you're on Twitter, you probably have a fine collection yourself of leftist death wish screenshots. They will tell you that Christians are idiots and vets are scum. They'll tell you that normals are subhumans whose role is to labor as serfs to subsidize the progressive elite and their clients. That you should die to make way for the new progressive man/woman/other. And understand when they call Donald Trump illegitimate, what they're really saying is that we are illegitimate. Our desire to govern ourselves is illegitimate. Their beef isn't really with him. It's with us, the normal people who dared to rise up and demand their right to participate in the role of this country and this culture. They hate you because by defying them, you have prevented them from living up to the dictates of their false religion. Our rebelliousness has denied them the state of grace that they seek, exercising their divine right to dictate every aspect of our puny, inconsequential lives. Their sick faith gives meaning to these secular weirdos, giving them something that fills their empty lives with a messianic fervor to go out and conquer and convert the heathens. And the heathens are us. And you have to be sort of quick with some of this, because there's different leftist sects. There are the social justice warriors who have manufactured a bizarre mythology and a scripture of oppression and privilege and intersectionality. Instead of robes, they dress up as genitals, and they kill babies as a blasphemous sacrament. Then there's the pagan weather religion oddballs, convinced that the end is near, that we must repent by turning in our SUVs. And, of course, the we is really us. The high priest of the global warming cult, like Leonardo DiCaprio, will still jet around the world with supermodels while we do the ritual sacrificing of our modern comforts. Then they're the ones who simply worship themselves, the elitists who believe that all wisdom and morality has been invested in them merely because they went to the right college, think the right thoughts, and sneer at anyone living between I-5 and I-95, excuse me. But all of the leftist sects do agree that they have found the revealed truth, and imposing upon the benighted normals like us is so transcendentally important that they are relieved of any moral limitations. They are ISIS, except they use hashtags instead of AKs, committed to the establishment of a leftist caliphate. You wonder why they're now justifying violence? Because they think that helps them right now. Today, it's okay to punch a Nazi, but the punchline is that anyone who opposes them is a Nazi. You wonder why they ignore the rule of law? Why they can switch on a dime from screaming at Trump for refusing to preemptively legitimize a Hillary win, and then scream that he is illegitimate the moment she lost? Because their only principle is what helps the left win today. That's why the media, gleefully and happily, lies every single day about every single thing it reports. Objectivity. When that stopped being a useful thing, it stopped being a thing. They are fanatics, and by not surrendering, by not kneeling, and by not obeying, you have committed an unpardonable sin. You have defied the left, and you must be broken. They will take your job, slander your name, even beat or kill you, whatever it takes to break you and terrify others by making you an example. Because your defiance simply cannot stand. They cannot allow this whole Trump/GOP majority thing to get out of control. They have to crush this rebellion of the normal, and absolutely nothing is off the table. And we've seen them burn UC Berkeley. And, you know, the police controlled by the leftist state government of California stood by and watched as Americans were beaten by the mob. Because the government of the state of California approves of the violence, and that's why they did it. Do you think it is a coincidence that California is doing everything it can to disarm their normal people? Now, the left won't say it out loud, at least not yet, but make no mistake, if violence is what it takes for the left to prevail, then violence, we're going to have some violence. You saw it, and you were meant to. Berkeley was a message about the price of dissent, where the leftists hold sway, and they seek to hold sway everywhere. So how do you need to respond? The first step is to end the denial. Open your eyes, see what's happening. Don't allow yourself to be deluded by false nostalgia for a past period of cultural peace that existed only because at that time the left was winning. They hate you. And this is going to get much worse before it can get any better. We may wish to stop the cultural political struggle, but they can't stop. Their religion tells them that we are greedy, racist, sexist, homophobe morons who hate science and love Hitler. How could they tolerate us? How could they ever allow us power? And they can't. Their sick ideology and false theology requires that we be enslaved and exterminated. So the only outcome here is that one side wins and that the other side loses. And there's no truce to be had, no possibility of a tie. And the left is so foolish and so stuck in its bubble that they don't understand we will kill them. They don't understand what is waiting around the corner. They don't understand the violence that we're capable of. It's not going to be long before the people with the guns and the training push back. And when that happens, well, you're warned. We don't want this. But don't confuse what we don't want with what we won't do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've been seeing this a lot coming out of the States, and I've often said the States are going to be the way to salvation, but the there's been a lot of so-called Firearms Freedom Acts or Second Amendment Preservation Acts that have attracted a lot of attention. And this legislation, passed or introduced in various states, seeks to make federal laws regarding firearms inapplicable to firearms and ammunition produced, sold, and used exclusively within their state's borders on the premise that Congress's power to regulate commerce among the states doesn't reach purely in-state activities. Now, up to now, the ATF has generally taken the position that these state laws are invalid because they conflict with federal firearms laws and that federal law supersedes the state laws, with the result that the provisions of the Federal Gun Control Act and the National Firearms Act continue to apply. In a lawsuit involving the Montana Firearms Freedom Act, the ATF had advised that a proposal to manufacture and sell a .22 caliber rifle in-state in reliance on the MFFA would still require the manufacturer to first obtain approval from the federal government and otherwise comply with federal laws on licensing, record keeping, and other restrictions. 2013, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, my favorite, concluded that the federal law preempted or took precedence over the state legislation because Congress's commerce power extended to regulating firearms initially manufactured and sold exclusively intrastate based on the substantial effect this activity could bring on the interstate market on guns. Now, the federal court has since considered such state laws, this time in light of the NFA, a federal tax law that requires a registration and payment of a $200 tax for firearms, which is, read that to mean suppressors and firearms of a certain length and a certain configuration. The NFA makes it an offense to possess, make, receive, or transfer a firearm covered by the act without having registered or paid the required tax. In 2013, Kansas enacted its Second Amendment Protection Act, which declares in part that any firearm or firearm accessory, including a suppressor, which is made in Kansas and which remains in Kansas, is not subject to any federal law under the authority of Congress to regulate interstate commerce. Shane Cox, a Kansas gun store operator, made and sold unregistered suppressors relying on the state law. One of those suppressors was sold to Jeremy Kettler. Both were charged with violations of the NFA, including the unlawful possession and transfer of an unregistered firearm, felony offenses with penalties of up to 10 years in jail, lots of fines, a forfeiture of firearms involved, and a loss of firearms rights. Last fall, a jury convicted Cox and Kettler on some but not all of the counts and sentencing it's going to happen this month. When the defendant's legal challenges, when this was addressed by Judge J. Thomas Martin of the U.S. District Court in Kansas, he held that that SAPA and Kettler's reliance on the state law provided no defense because Kansas officials and representatives are not responsible for interpreting or enforcing the law defining this offense, and that it was not reasonable to rely upon representations about the validity of federal law from officials who have no authority over federal law. In a decision released this week regarding a motion to dismiss the charges, Judge Martin upheld the NFA as a valid and constitutional law. The defendants argued that the Kansas's adoption of the Second Amendment Protection Act somehow rendered the National Firearms Act unconstitutional. But the Constitution could not be clear on one point: if the NFA is a valid exercise of congressional taxing power. And see, if you look at the NFA and you look at Obamacare, that's the catch. Federal taxing power. That's what makes everything nice. Of course, taxing power is part of the Constitution, so part of the new Constitution. Anyway, so until there's a final resolution on the scope and effect of these state laws, the problem here is that you don't need to ever go out there and put a lot of stuff on the line. You don't want to fall on the sword on this stuff. Now, I looked upon these laws as a signal from state governments to Obama that, you know, where they were going to come down if he decided to go rogue on the Second Amendment. And there were a lot of things going out there right at that particular point. The Special Forces Foundation, the group of retired Special Forces soldiers, sent him a letter stating they would get operational, 10,000 strong, they would get operational if he did anything about the Second Amendment. So, saying all of that and talking all of that, that's, I kind of look at that as a setup. It was to set up something in case something went really bad. Now, the only problem with these laws is that the states did not protect the citizens of the state, like in this case, these two guys in Kansas. Brownback's boys should have been in there making sure they didn't get arrested since they passed the law. And he signed it. But they didn't do that. They can do that. You know, they can kick people out of their state. I mean, and they can kick feds out of their state. It does take a little bit of, you know, they get out there and say, well, we're going to withhold federal dollars, which, you know, they were state dollars before they were federal dollars. But and then they were individual dollars before they were state dollars. But that's neither here nor there. They're going to withhold funding. And invariably, all of these state legislatures will bend like a, you know, like a metal coat hanger heated up with a blowtorch. They'll bend so fast it's pathetic. If somebody dangles a little money in front of them, we're going to get some funding here. Here in South Carolina, there was as part of Obamacare, they wanted us to report medical or mental health evaluations to the NICS. And they offered the state legislature $1 million. Now, that's a lot of money to me, are you? But in, you know, in state budgetary parlance, that's not nothing. That's not valet money. And yet, my state jumped all over it like a drunk pirate on payday. So, it comes down to money. It comes down to money. And all of these things remain legal today because of the congressional power to tax. And I know what some of you are saying, well, that's new and that didn't exist in the beginning. Okay, that's fine. You're going to have to engage, and you're going to have to make sure that what we've got in place right now continues to stay in place, and push until maybe we get close to that or all the way there. But just remember, as we're going along, that the left hates you. They hate you. They want to kill you. They want you to bow down. They want you subservient, and you have to resist that at all costs. When we get back, we're going to talk about this growing talk about a coup here in the United States. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the desk of David Kodria via Ammo Land, we get this. There's a guy named Charles Firth. He's with AustralianNews.com.au, and he asks, is the U.S. in the middle of a coup? It's a fascinating and scary article that's been doing the rounds in recent days, which suggests that Donald Trump's ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries was an attempt to see how far he can push his power as the first step to mounting an all-out coup. That just cracks me up. Leave it to the progressive leftists that hate you to view the lawfully elected president's temporary stay on immigration from countries of concern called out by the Obama administration and legal administrative actions taken to carry out those orders as a coup. You know, the concern over letting in potential hostiles who have not been properly vetted was one of the main reasons that Trump was elected, and carrying through on his pledges is something his supporters expect and demand, which, of course, for some reason, and I'm beginning to see the pushback and everything, but here's the thing. There's no way to vet these guys. We know this. They know this. I am as compassionate as the next person can be, but I couldn't care less about letting. There's nobody out there that is an American that has a right to come here. There's no inherent right, no requirement that we take anybody. And that's a reason that Donald Trump was elected. Does anyone doubt what the other side wants or, you know, actually demands? No ban, no wall, march for Muslims and allies. Immigrants are America, and no human being is illegal because humanity knows no borders. They say that they cannot and will not condone Trump's fascist, hateful, and dividing regime. Okay. In the meantime, in Chicago, if you're black and you're young and you just happen to have only had one option to, you know, find anybody that would love you for who you are and you join somebody called the Crips and you get blown away, no big deal. Black lives matter when it's convenient. And all of this is projection anyway, and not even a very sincere projection at that, but more of another way to bolster the lie that Trump's election was not legitimate. That comes from the same people who just about hemorrhaged when Trump said he'd want to verify election results before blanket accepting them. Hillary called that, at the time, appalling. But as creative as it is to accuse a duly elected president of staging a coup, where they truly show their stuff that they're made of is in revealing their desire that the military stage one on their behalf. We saw some speculation on this on Advice Media, where they brought in an expert from Chirac, of course, who assured everyone that if the military did take over, armed citizens resisting would be toast. I talked about that the other day. We actually had an advisor, this professor, and I don't know if any of them actually had any military background at all. I think not, if I had to make a guess. Then there was a similar call, this time from a political insider. In a blog post for Foreign Policy magazine, Rosa Brooks, a former Obama administration official, outlined four ways to get rid of President Trump, including declaring him mentally unfit for command or calling for a military coup. Brooks is a Schwartz senior fellow at the New America Foundation, which is funded by, well, you guessed it, George Soros's Open Society Foundation. She served as from 2009 to 2011. As counselor to the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy and served as a senior advisor at Obama's State Department. Once the talking points are out, then the loons come in to take them over. Case in point, comedian, although I don't actually find her funny, Sarah Silverman on Twitter. Wake up and join the resistance. Once the military is with us, fascists get overthrown, Mad King and his handlers go bye-bye. Heart, 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 heart. Once the military is with us, no idea when that would be. You know, when you live by a script, as a lot of entertainers do, eventually they lose a grasp with what is actually real. She hasn't grokked yet that the source of her rage and dissatisfaction with the way things are might just be internal. And that just may shape her views on why she doesn't trust others to have enough self-control to bear arms. Tellingly, heat from Twitter was enough to inspire Silverman to walk back her coup tweet, giving us a glimpse into her level of personal commitment to the cause. See, they're real brave when they think a lot of people are with them, but when they're not, they got problems. It's other people she wants to take actual risks and bear the real cost, but what's apparent from all the talk of coups is those doing it have unrealistic expectations about support they'd get from the military group, pretty much loathed by the progressives. Gun owners, well, we're not going to be just standing by twiddling our thumbs, even if, say, 3% of us have the capability and training and will to effectively resist. That number might just surprise those who scoff at the ammosexuals from a position of ignorance. And you can always expect the Orwellian opposite from progressives. For all their talk about civil liberty, it really shows what potential totalitarian monsters these people are. Their lust for power is so great they openly fantasize about imposing martial law, allowing them to impose their will on others, especially on the red states. And, of course, they start a civil war, providing all they had to do was tweet about it. Of course, that's not going to be the way it works out in reality. And these cultists, if you gave them enough power, historically and invariably make mass graves inevitable. Which explains why the evil minds prodding the useful Hollywood and other idiots are so desperate to enact citizen disarmament. Does all of this make sense to you now? Does everybody understand why this has been going on up to this time? If you don't believe as they do, they hate you and they want to rule you or eliminate you. You got to get that. You have to get that. One of the reasons they've been wanting to disarm us all along, first of all, they never thought that this particular moment would be here. Hillary was going to be coronated. They're in shock right now over that. They're still in shock over that. And that's why they're revealing themselves. This is not normally their path. Normally they're willing to sit back and play the long game, but they're not going that way right now. They've lost that mask. They're throwing everything they've got out there because very shortly, now that Betsy DeVos has been confirmed as the education secretary, guess what Trump's in charge of now? Guess what policy he gets to set for the next 4 years, 8 years? Education. That's a generation of thought process coming up. Everybody that's in kindergarten next year starts getting normalized. No more of this indoctrination, no more of this nonsense, this Common Core, any of this other junk. And Betsy DeVos is going to authorize parents to choose where their children go to school and take it out of the hands of the school. We can't have that. They wanted to disarm us so they could have that power. They failed to do that. Now they're talking the talk. The unfortunate problem is if they decide to walk the walk, it's going to be a very short stroll for them because I just hope that they carry cat tourniquets with them. They probably don't know what those are. They may have to get a crash course. I'm not interested in starting it, but I'm not going to sit back and let it happen. When we get back, they want to make America ungovernable. This is Lock and Load.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, just to prove case in point, okay, because of what I'm seeing right now, I have changed around my carry, okay, where I was carrying very often the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, I've decided currently, until something else happens with this gun, to go with the SIG P320. And this is loaded with Polycase Interceptor ARXs, which is the round that looks like a drill bit on the front of it. It doesn't come apart. It retains all of its mass. It does massive wound channel damage. And if I have to actually use this on a human being, hopefully I wouldn't have to shoot them that much. That would be my hope. Because if I'm facing a mass of people, which... What we've seen here where I live has been one demonstration about bringing Muslims into the country. That's what we've seen. I have not seen anything like what happened at Berkeley. But Berkeley was a representation to us of what could happen. What is the likelihood of it happening anywhere outside of Berkeley is very remote. All Berkeley did was probably destroy Berkeley's... burgeoning development that was going on. They probably hurt themselves more than anything else. Now, in behind the mass protests, you have choreographed chants and acts of violence, and the leaders of the anti-Trump resistant efforts are commuting the same simple but dark message. They want to make America ungovernable for the President of the United States. They say they will do whatever it takes to keep Trump from enacting his agenda, and many of them have shown a willingness to destroy public property, assault law enforcement officers, and inflict violence upon their fellow citizens. I'll tell you the problem with that in just a second. Inauguration Day provided a hint of what to expect from the far left during Trump's presidency. Well-organized protests that feature alarmist rhetoric and have a proclivity to devolve into anarchic violence. And they always seem, and this is where it, and you think I'm kidding. I am a Starbucks aficionado. I know everything about Starbucks. I know all the leftist stuff that Schultz does. I couldn't care less. The Starbucks that I go to, I know everybody there. All the young baristas know me. The manager knows me. It's a neighborhood place where I go. It happens to be called Starbucks. And if a mob descends at that Starbucks and tries to take that Starbucks down. Guess who's getting in the middle of that one? Because no matter who they work for in the end, those kids that work there could be one of mine. They could be one of yours. And I'm not going to stand by and watch a bunch of these leftists who think violence is a way to go get out there and assault innocent people at work. And I'm certainly not going to watch them do it in the name of opposing Trump. Notice, do you remember all the, I guess this is just payback for all of those riots we had during Obama's presidency, right? Oh, wait a minute, we didn't have those. Forgot about that. Anyway, D.C.'s inauguration weekend violence was believed to be mostly the work of a group that called themselves Disrupt J20, which we've talked about here, which began planning to disrupt the inauguration and destroy property weeks in advance. What you don't understand is that these guys existed a long time ago. I don't know when they came into being. But in the days and weeks, they didn't just sprout up because they're 501c or 503. They're one of the ones. They're tax exempt. In the days and weeks leading up to the inauguration, they publicly advertised an invitation to join us in refusing to normalize Trump's presidency, smashing his facade of legitimacy. Now, see, all of these yahoos are masking up, and they look a lot like ISIS to me. We'll get to that one in a second, too. They advocate using direct action tactics, which the group describes as taking collective action to make social change without giving power over to an authority or middle person. We don't ask permission or put our faith in electoral politics. Instead, we use our bodies to stop the smooth operation of the system we oppose. What are you going to do when we put our bodies in opposition to you putting your bodies in opposition? What are you going to do then? What are you going to do then? Do you think that's free? Do you think because conservatives are polite to a degree that's almost a fault that we're just going to sit back and watch this happen? You guys are going to get your heads handed to you. You guys are not going to know what hit you. We're going to knock you out of your black clothing. A website called Ungovernable 2017 helped coordinate Disrupt J20's DC efforts with anti-Trump protests around the country. Some groups endorsed a pledge to never give Trump the chance to govern. As we resist, we will create new governing institutions, new economic relationships, and new ways of being human, the pledge reads. How about if I use my old way of being human and I just, you know, if you get in my way and you cause me too much trouble, what happens if I terminate you? What happens then? Do you think that there's not going to be any self-defense components involved in this? Anti-Trump protests in Seattle a little over a week ago featured an activist calling for murder over a megaphone. The activist, reportedly associated with Black Lives Matter, said that protesters need to start killing people and start killing the White House. Have at it, guys. I mean, if you're willing to take what that's going to bring, have at it by all means. Those protests were spearheaded by a national group calling themselves Refuse Fascism. How do you call yourselves Refuse Fascism when you're being fascist? How do you do that? And now this was what surprised me. They have an apparent alliance with Cornel West, who I've met, who I've always thought is a reasonable man, but apparently, you know, he and I don't have coffee every morning, so I don't know him, you know, that well. Far-left activist group Occupy Oakland also took part in last week's Berkeley riots. The group, a local spinoff from the 2011 Occupy Wall Street protests, declared victory after Milo's speech, Milo Yiannopoulos, was canceled due to their mob-like tactics. You know what? As far as I'm concerned, all right, in these leftist cities, I think Milo Yiannopoulos should schedule a speech in every leftist city in the United States. Let these dimwits get together and let them smash their own enclave and then cancel. Just cancel that one, Milo, and get on TV and speech, you know, make your speech anyway. They said, we won the night. We will control the streets. We will liberate the land. We will fight fascists. We will dismantle the state. This is war. You will die. You will die. You may bring guns, you may bring knives, but you aren't trained. Some of you may be ex-military, that's fine. I'm sure there's some deluded ones out there that forgot why they were in the military, that's fine. But you're still going to die. There will be only so far that you will push, because at the end of the day, I believe in the Republic and I believe in the democratic process. You claimed to believe in the democratic process as long as you were winning. And now that you're not winning now, you're reacting petulantly, and it's not just, it's simply just not going to fly. So you can enjoy your delusion right now. Enjoy that. And I'm going to try to, Milo Yiannopoulos works for Breitbart. I know A.W.R. Hawkins. I may call him up and suggest to him that they book a speech in every leftist city. And just let them tear it all up. And then when they're done, and they're mainly homeless, and they have all gotten into the inner city strife that will begin, like it is in Chicago, and then they divulge into a, you know, devolve into a crime-infested area. Okay? Okay. I think that's pretty dumb, but, you know, hey, what do I know? I'm not a leftist. I tolerated leftists, and I defended leftists, and that, apparently that's not enough. All of us vets, you abhor, unless we believe like you believe, of course. We tolerated you. We defended you. But you don't like that. Coming up next from Arbalest Quarrel is going to be Roger Katz. So many things to talk about with Roger. That's coming up in the next hour. We'll continue on with this rant. I hate it when I have a forced day off. That's a problem. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.